This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Hello, Mark Snyder.
Hi, Mary Lou Redden. How are you?
Good.
Welcome to PNP Network.
Thank you.
You know, it's kind of funny to talk to you now. I was one of those people who watched you in the Olympics, and when you were 16 years old, doing perfectly and looking so gorgeous and
smile. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
The America's pixie. But you're not.
Yeah.
Now you're America's grown-up girl.
I'm all grown up.
Yeah.
I'm 32 now.
32.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And aren't you the mother of two as well?
Yes, I have two children. I'm actually pregnant with my third child.
Congratulations.
So thank you very much. And I've been married for nearly 10 years. So.
But you still hit the gymnasium? And.
No, I never did, actually. Never did coach. Coaching is so time-consuming. You know, that's a 24/7 job. And my children are too little right now. They need me more than the gym. But I think one day, maybe.
Well, did you ever hit the gym just to keep in shape and... You know,
gymnastically, no, not really. You know, it's not very much of a recreational sport. You know, I don't wake up saying to myself, "Feel like swinging on them bars today." You know, it's more of something that you have to train for. You have to have a goal. But I definitely do it at home with my girls.
So what do you do?
My daughters.
What do you do?
The trampoline and tumbling. But I belong to a health club, and I do, you know, the Stairmaster and that bicycle like everybody else, and I lift some weights in shape.
What was it like to go from a 16-year-old that wasn't that well-known to a 16-year-old that kind of owned the country and went to the Wheaties box and was just a huge success? Was it tough?
It was a lot of different things. I mean, I felt a lot of different emotions, actually, during that time. You know, it was the epitome of my athletic success. I mean, it was the pinnacle. I trained a lifetime. I trained 9 years. I won the Olympics, and then, boom, the world knew who I was. It was exciting. It was fun, but yet it was scary at the same time because I knew that I was about to grow up in front of the entire world.
Did you ever have any problem with the tabloids?
I've been in the tabloids twice, and once was my mother was quoted as saying, "I've lost my baby to the world," and then the other one was that I had chronic arthritis, which I do not. So.
Do you ever wonder where they make those kind of things up, though?
I know. I can't believe that they legally can, and I'm glad that a lot of the stars are now fighting back.
Mm. When you got your perfect 10 and your coach, you know, gave you that huge hug, what was that like inside your mind? Because you had prepared for that moment so many years.
Oh, you do, and you replay it in your head, and you think this is how it's going to be, and gosh, I wonder if it's like this. You know what? It doesn't even come close when you're there experiencing it. I mean, it's an incredible moment. It's beyond words. I mean, you work a lifetime. I sacrificed so much to get to that point with no guarantees of ever even coming home with a medal, and oh, I mean, it's just the proudest feeling to stand up there on the podium and have the biggest U.S. of A on the back of your warm-up, watching the flag rise, listening to the national anthem play. I mean, it's indescribable.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we all know that moment, and of course, it takes years that people forget about all the work that you did with Bella. Were there moments at all when you said, you know, no, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm quitting?
Oh, absolutely. There were many times. In fact, there's one time that I talk about in my book, Gateways to Happiness, that I had my bags packed. Bella and I kind of had reached a point. It was a situation about an injury, and I fell off, and the book goes into it in more detail. And I had my bags packed. I literally called my parents, and I said, "I'm coming home." And there were a lot of times where, you know, you get discouraged because you have an injury and you can't work out, or the physical aspect of it where you just physically and mentally say, "I can't do it anymore." But, you know, my parents are wonderful people, so very supportive, that every time I would call home, because I had to move away from home when I was 14 to train, I was living with another family in Houston, they always said, "You know what, Mary Lou, sleep on it. Just sleep on it. You know, if it's just as bad in the morning, know that we will be down there that day on a plane to pick you up and bring you home." And you know, and that was so comforting to me, because obviously after sleeping on it, having a good dinner and sleeping in a shower, waking up in the morning, things did not seem as bad.
It's interesting, and you mentioned the book that you've written. It's called Gateways to Happiness, 7 Ways to a More Peaceful, More Prosperous, and More Satisfying Life, and that is put out by the folks over at Broadway Books.
Yes.
Interesting, the things that you talk about the gateways, family and faith and relationships, attitude, discipline, health, and the interesting thing, I think, is laughter, because a lot of people kind of overlook that.
I think so, too, and I think laughter is a huge part of happiness. I mean, even in that laughter gateway, I put some medical just surveys and medical, you know, things that doctors have written that laughter really is the best medicine. But it's something, you know, me being 4'9", my entire life I've been teased and joked and poked fun at about my size. I've heard every short joke in the book, and if I don't make fun of myself and poke fun at myself, I'm going to live a pretty miserable and lonely life, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, laughter is so important. That was one of the first qualities that made me fall in love with my husband 15 years ago, is that he made me laugh.
I was going to mention that to you because I know that I hosted a single show for almost 10 years in Boston, and most of the people who talked, that was the first thing they looked for. They didn't say handsome, you know, whatever.
Right.
They want someone with a sense of humor.
Absolutely. It is so important. I mean, my motto is to have one good belly laugh a day. And not the courtesy laugh, you know, or the polite little laugh. I'm talking about the good kind that comes from the gut.
Hmm. Now, you talked about your husband for a minute. You actually met him when you were pretty young, right?
Met him the summer after the Olympic Games. I was 17 years old. And we're going to celebrate 10 years of marriage this December.
Wow.
So he is my soulmate. He's my best friend. He's incredible.
What business is Shannon in?
He's an investment broker.
Oh.
So he was not a happy camper the other day when the market fell.
But,
so many points.
Well, you know, you have to keep a sense of humor about that, too.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, my thing is that if it goes down enough, that's just a good buying opportunity.
Exactly. See, and that's exactly, I handed him a book when he came home. I handed him my Gateways to Happiness. I said, honey, read up. Because you have to, there's a positive in every negative. That's absolutely, I write that in my attitude gateway. It's all in the way we look at things.
When you talk about the faith gateway, how important is religion to people in terms of having a belief in something?
Well, I think obviously that's different. It's a very personal choice. For me, it is the top priority of my life. I mean, my relationship with God is the most important. Everything else falls into place. My relationship with my spouse and my kids and my family and so forth. And career, fortunately for me, is at the bottom. That's how I rank my priorities. But I believe you need that. I believe I would not be where I am today. I would have not accomplished all that I've accomplished if I had not had my faith in the Lord. I absolutely agree to that.
Well, there's a picture of you and your family here. It looks like you have, what is it, 3 brothers and a sister?
Yes.
How close are you to your family?
Pretty close. You know, I left home when I was 14. They are all still in West Virginia. My sister lives in Pittsburgh, which is you know, just an hour outside of West Virginia. So they're all back east. I probably speak with my sister the most. We have a really close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, we've been through marriage, and we just thought her marriage, my marriage. We've both been married only one time. Thank goodness. That's a rarity nowadays. And we've been through, you know, pregnancies together, and she's truly one of my best friends.
You've had, obviously, just even reading the book, some incredible adventures in your life. But I would think that out of all those, one of the most exciting must have been that state dinner you went to with President Gorbachev and President Reagan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here I am, you know, little Mary Lou from West Virginia. And that was actually the first time that Gorbachev had been to this country, and it was a huge deal in Washington. And I was quite honored to be there.
You mentioned Barbara Bush in the book, too. You were very fond of her.
Very much so. She's one of my mentors. I mean, I look to that woman with such respect and such humility. I mean, she raised 5 children in front of the world with such grace and such humility. I mean, I just have so much respect for her.
And you got a chance to interview Hillary. What did you think of Hillary Clinton?
You know, regardless of what people say about her husband, I think she is a first-class act. She's intelligent. She gave me her undivided attention. I interviewed her at the Olympics in Atlanta in 96. And, you know, all her people, we got the okay from her, and she was approved, I was approved, I should say. And they said, okay, 3 minutes, Mary Lou, that's all you have. And, you know, she sat there for like 15 minutes with me. And I had her undivided attention. She was a class act.
Mary Lou Retton is with us. Her book is called Gateway to Happiness. Gateways to Happiness is available from the Broadway Books, and it's a wonderful book. And I just want to say to you, congratulations on the pregnancy. Hope you have a nice, happy,
Thank
healthy
you
baby.
Thank you so much.
And
Thank you.
Good luck to you and Shannon and Shayla and McKenna.
Thank you so much.
Take
Appreciate
care.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.